Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
There's a guy called Creflo Dollar. He has some crazy old theories, which makes me sad, you know?
Yeah.
I thought Creflo Dollar would have more going on than to do this.
Creflo Dollar kind of sounds like the name given to like a really cool rap artist, you know?
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'd imagine Creflo Dollar being a cool guy.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Who understands other people and who's all about everyone having fun and free love and being equal, you know?
No.
What is going on with Creflo Dollar anyway?
Well, he's a pastor.
Okay.
He's from Georgia in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. And, I like him already.
Chris, did you watch Pokemon as a child?
Sure
you strike
did.
Me like someone who definitely watched Pokemon.
Look, I'm the kind of guy who still like looks like he still watches Pokemon.
Yeah, kind of do.
You
sometimes.
Know what I mean? I look like the kind of oldie, awkward man child who like looks a bit older, but who clearly never really grew up and still does things like watch Pokemon and
play
World of Warcraft.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, that's more or less me. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm just very busy now these days. If I had the time, I promise you I would be playing World of Warcraft several hours a day.
I know.
I just literally do not have the time. I would love to. Because you see, some of those games take hours. Like, if you do quests with other people online, geez, you can be at it 4 or 5 hours. So, unfortunately, my schedule doesn't permit it at the moment. But
thank goodness for that, Chris. Right, no, know, seriously. Yeah. Thank goodness for that. But anyway, this was kind of going around the place for the past week or so. It's absolutely bonkers, right? But this Creflo Dollar, he runs this ministry.
Okay.
All right, and he's a pastor in Georgia, as I said, and he has released a study. When I say study, I say that in inverted air commas or whatever, you know,
sure.
Claiming that teenagers of the late 80s and 90s had their sexuality warped by Ash and his fruity friends.
From Pokemon?
From Pokemon.
Ash Ketchum, of course.
Yes.
Who is the lead guy in Pokemon.
Well, he says the study claims that many of the Pokemon from the video games and cartoons are phallic in nature. Yeah. Christ News further explains that the show was directly orientated to pervert adolescents, showcasing platonic love relationship between main character Ash and Brock. Now, Chris, you're going to have to explain this to me. Who is Brock?
Well, Brock was like another one of the guys. Like, Ash was the main cool guy. And Brock was another cool supporting lead male character who was also into his owl Pokemon, you know?
Oh,
so
right, okay.
Two of those were friends and stuff, and they were both young, up-and-coming Pokemon trainers. And don't get me wrong, I haven't watched Pokemon in a few years. I'm sure it
you
has.
You watched it last night.
I did, and I watched gay porn afterwards, because that's what Pokemon makes you do.
Well, this guy says that basically, those who did watch, you know, Pokemon in the 80s and 90s, and if they're gay, that is the reason.
Yeah.
Because of the...
He's dead right.
...platonic love relationship between Ash and Brock.
Yeah. I mean, I always knew it. You know, I really did. I mean, Pokemon... All those things that look like phalluses, as he puts it, or phalli, whatever the plural of... Kind of. Some of the Pokemon, I guess, kind of look long and hard and thick. So, I suppose. You know, if that's what you're into. If that's what you look for in a phallus.
They're really digging deep here, aren't they?
No, Kira, I actually agree with it, I have to say.
Like, do you?
Yeah, I remember whenever I'd watch Pokemon, like this would happen. And I'd be like, hey, Pokemon. Then I'd be like, I should have gay sex. And then it just pretty much went from there. I would travel. So I know all the lyrics to this. Like, I mean, it's amazing.
So where would Pikachu come in all of this?
Pikachu's a gay icon. Like, Pikachu goes to all the gay bars in the Pokemon show and everything, and I guess that's where those young adolescents would get the ideas from. It's amazing. Pokemon. Well, anyway, there you go. Apparently Pokemon is the source of homosexuals who grew up in the 80s and 90s. Which is a fair assumption. It's actually crazy. Because like now after hearing this, I'm almost like, oh, by the way, this theme song is 3.5 minutes. Don't worry, I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm almost kind of like, hey, maybe I'll watch Pokemon now.
Yeah, of course you will.
Yeah, maybe I'll go home and see what the latest Pokemon episodes are on the internet.
Yeah, but can I also point out this guy, Creflo Dollar.
Poor Creflo Dollar.
He wanted his congregation to buy him a $65 million private jet last month.
Which do you think his congregation thought was crazier? When he walked in and said, guys, I need a $65 million private jet. Or when he was like, guys, watching Pokemon makes you gay. they're probably like, well, Creflo, it's not the weirdest thing you've ever said, I suppose. Suppose you did ask for that jet last month. Poor old Creflo Dollar. You have to feel sorry for people like Creflo Dollar.
Guys, look this guy up on the net. Look up CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
He looks like a kind of a happening guy. Like, I don't know, I think he looks pretty cool. Like, if I just saw a picture of him, I'd be like, hey, he's a happening guy. I bet you he's all about, you know, everyone's rights and all that. But I guess, you know, I guess he has odd things to say about the watching of Pokemon when you're younger. This was reported on by Christ News, by the way.
Yeah, christnews.org.
Which is where I get a lot of my news. And as always, there's a stuff on the internet where, like, guys have... You know, they do this with pretty much everything and every TV show, where they, like, animate sex scenes into the, you know, as in they redraw the characters, but
I
having
need to
sex.
Ask you this, right? Seemingly the Pokemon named Charmander never stops stroking its tail.
Well, no, like, I mean, its tail is on fire, and, like, that's part of its kind of thing. Like, these guys, you have to wonder when they look at this Pokemon stuff, or as in when they look at any of this stuff and get the how do I put it, the links between this stuff, where they're getting it from. Like, you know what I'm saying? To look at these things and think there's anything gay or homosexual or perverted or whatever.
Here's a good one, okay? This is about Bulbasaur, okay? This is one of the Pokemon. Seemingly, the female breast representation attached to the odd word to cast doubt on the natural attraction of man to the forms of the female body.
Right. Absolutely.
But, like...
They're dead right.
But, like, he must have been just sitting there going, right, I need to come up for a new reason from some new research to suggest why cartoons would have to be blamed for, you know, the large population that is gay now. Like, that took an awful lot of time to go through. Like, seriously.
Many Pokemon have a phallic appearance to push teenagers to enjoy this type of shape.
Like, listen to this.
That is true.
The 151st Pokemon Mew is the perfect representation of the alleged third sex.
No, it's not. It looks like a kitten. You know, it just looks like a shaved young kitten. The third sex. Oh, Creflo Dollar.
Yep. Well, in his speech, which happened on April 8th, he urged his followers not to leave their children to in contact with this series.
All right. Well, look. There you go. I always suspected it. And now I know for sure. Chris and Kira. 2FM.